another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255. That's a toll-free call nationwide. I still got skittle cheek. Still suffering from skittle cheek.
Well, I've heard it can last for a couple of days. So you're going to have to deal with it, mister. You know the consequences.
No, I didn't.
You've eaten Skittles before.
I'd forgotten. I'd never eaten that quantity.
There's a Skittles rule, just like the Captain Crunch rule. You can't eat aggressively.
And I break both of those.
And expect to have your mouth survive.
Well, here's what I do. I'm like a binger. I don't do it a lot. Like, I don't have, Skittles very often. But when I have Skittles, I eat them until they're gone. If I have Captain Crunch, I eat it till it's gone. Or till we run out of milk, whichever happens first.
And that
first.
Was Michelle's main complaint as children.
Yeah?
Is the box of
How many
Crunch
children was she?
Would come in, and they would be gone before she could even turn around. It was like out of the bag. Mom would have the grocery bag full of stuff. It would come out of the bag and be gone before she could get the milk and get her bowl.
Right.
And so she was very angry. Hence,
yeah,
the reason for her
storing
6 months.
Squirreling away. She was a prepper before prepping was cool.
She was. She would stash food in strategic places within
Pop-Tarts,
her room.
Mostly.
So that she could have some as a backup reserve. In
case
and
part
happened.
Of that was she just really liked mice, too. They were her friends.
That's true. No, that was Linda.
Oh.
Mice and ants.
Ants.
Linda
yeah.
loved until they bit her. And then she got...
Was betrayed
she
by her
she
friends.
Cried. She cried standing on the anthill.
Why are they biting me? They're my friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the perceptions of a 3-year-old. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, be nice. Be nice.
I was going to say something.
There
it sounds
limits.
Like our government now.
There are limits to
crying
it.
When we get bombed by people who hate us that we think we want to be friends with.
Right.
Why
do
they hate us? We said we wanted to be their friends and they killed us.
Good analogy. Let's see. I'm down to like 104 now stories to go between in the next hour. Interesting. This was so foolish to me. It was so foolish that I almost didn't even want to do the story. But then I realized that it was beyond that level of foolishness that was so foolish that it had to be talked about.
Is it really something we have to talk
about? And ridiculed.
On this show.
You heard about this.
No, I know sometimes we get off track and we don't talk technology a lot.
Sometimes.
We do like football or racing or auto racing or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But do we have to go this direction?
Well, look, this is real life. And it's high tech, so we got to talk about it.
Okay.
One of your favorite things on Earth, Facebook, has now identified and provides 56 new gender identity options. Now, my first question is, why not 112?
Why is there a limit, is what I want to know.
Well.
They're putting a cap on how many there can be.
Yeah, let me give you some examples, I have no clue what 54 of these are. Agender, androgyne, androgynous, bigender, CIS, CIS female, CIS male, CIS man.
CIS Los Angeles?
CIS, yeah, this is the next version
Fort
of
Lauderdale.
That show.
Yeah.
CIS females where all the detectives are female. CIS woman, CIS gender female, CIS gender male, CIS gender man. We'll move forward.
Do you know what CSI means?
FTM, gender fluid. Gender fluid. Isn't that what happened with Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah.
Gender questioning, gender variant, gender queer. Intersex.
Male
to female.
Simmer down.
Now, here's one I do understand, although neither.
Now, that's a good one.
non-binary.
What?
Pangender, trans, trans female, trans male, blah, 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 blah. It goes all the way down to 56.
Is there a paratroclite in there somewhere?
56, no. No, but that should be one.
Should be. How about Wankel, how about, wait, Wankel positive? And Wankel negative. And I don't know if I have a Wankel. Because I am a Wankel fan.
Yes, you are. And you're proud of it.
Yes, I am.
And you will not be a victim of any sort of prejudice or bigotry. No Wankel hatred here.
No reciprocation on my end with a Wankel.
Yeah, 56. You know, and you said it great during the break. It gets to the point where it's just completely foolish, meaningless. It's meaningless. It means nothing. It's a joke. And the sad thing is that the folks at Facebook and the folks that are putting this stuff forward as legitimate, honestly, I think they probably honestly believe that this is pertinent and important.
Well, what they're doing
and what they do are they,
is
they
they're
make
trying to be
meaningless.
Yeah, they're trying to please everyone, because they want to, at all costs, they want to have people use Facebook. So they're going to try to do a category. I wouldn't be surprised if Wankel becomes on the list after they hear this. They think, oh, that's right, we need to, he identified as that, we need to make sure that's on there. I don't even know if they investigate if it's really a true category. They just put it up there, and if it's popular, people say it enough, they're going to include it, because people are going to want to put that on their Facebook profile.
Well, my thing is when they do a rainbow now of all the colors representing all of these, they're going to do 56 colors now? They're going to have to do 56 colors?
Well, truth be told, I don't know how many colors
what,
it takes to go through the spectrum.
What if you're a transgender that thinks you have somebody
like
else's
infinite.
Leg and you've got to cut it off? What's that? You got to have a category for that, right? Or what if you're...
Translegular?
What if you're gay... And you've got to cut a hole in your head to let the pressure out. You know, there's that thing, too.
I know.
Why don't they include that?
That's
a really hateful thing, to not have included that on that list.
That's true. No, and that's a real thing you're talking about.
I am.
It's a real
thing. You think
thing.
I'm being silly,
no,
and I am not.
I've heard it. I know. I've seen a thing.
Same thing with the legs.
Yes. They have a limb that's offending, and they feel it's not theirs.
It's somebody else's limb. It somehow got attached.
Yep.
And it needs to be gone, and they'll stick their foot in a vat of nitrogen to kill it. It happens.
Yep.
And it's not on this list, and
okay,
that I find offensive.
So what's the next story now? We need to get out of the way from this story, man.
Why?
It's disgusting.
Do you have hate? Are you feeling hate?
Oh, I'm uncomfortable with this. Oh.
Well, you know, here's an interesting story, and it kind of goes with what some of you folks accuses me of kind of being a little bit of a high-tech Luddite. Strange kind of contradiction. We come back, we'll talk about this. Just, I find it kind of refreshing. And it lets us know that, hey, you know what? High-tech is not what life is about after this.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick. but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.